Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We have first quarter earnings from Vicor, and they weren't good. No, not good. The chief market strategist from Futurum, Corey Johnson. And looking at Vicor, an interesting company in the business of power management, particularly for high-end data systems and other things that require excellent power management. And you would think these guys would be doing better in this environment, and boy, they are not. Wall Street, of course, likes just a beat or a miss. And yeah, this was a miss, below 11%, below the results that Wall Street would have liked on the top line of $84 million net income. Kind of flat compared to what Wall Street wanted. But forget what Wall Street wanted. What are these guys used to do? I mean, a 14% annual decline in revenues, an 89% decline in profits. That's just not good for Vicor. And so when you look beyond those headline numbers, well, if you just look at the chart that I made here, you can see their sales are just plummeting down, as I said, 14% on a year-over-year basis. And really, the decline has been steady for a while from this company. Now, as we look at what's going on with this, you also see a margin collapse. So EBITDA margins, or EBIT margins, profit margins, down, right down to 1.3%, barely profitable. And their backlog is declining. And I think this is probably the biggest issue here. The decline in the backlog of this company means that customers are just not putting more and more orders in, even as the revenues fall. And while the pace of the decline is improved, slowing down, still, it's going down, and that's not good. How did the stock react when these numbers came out? Not good. Stock down 9% in after hours. Stock down 17% after hours. And after the head fake we got after Q2 last year, where the stock went straight up, a really ugly decline there. Now, full disclosure, I sold a bunch of shares in this many months ago. I'm still not feeling good because I still own some. Maybe the biggest issue, and certainly the concern of management right now, isn't just the declining sales, but a huge IP case that they have going forward. They think someone has stolen their intellectual property and they are going to court next week. And the result is their legal bills have been mounting. If you look at, they don't break out legal bills specifically, but and they have taken some reserves, but beyond that, their bills are mounting. And they say that their SG&A costs, selling and general administrative costs, are now at 31% of revenues. Of course, as costs go up and revenues fall, that number gets even worse. So there are significant legal costs coming up for this company. And the CEO, Patrizio Vinciarelli, yeah, he's Italian. I don't know if he talks with his hands. I talk with my hands. I'm not even Italian. I'm fake Italian. But Patrizio is real Italian, as you can hear from his voice, even though he's in upstate New York or Massachusetts, where the company is based, upstate New York, where they have some manufacturing facilities. Nonetheless, he's not really telling us whether those legal costs are going to get worse and seems to be keeping the possibility of spending more if he feels like he needs to spend more. Here's what he had to say.
In the last quarter, there was a significant step up primarily relating to preparations for the upcoming trial next week. We are not in a position to forecast the evolution of legal expenses. They could keep stepping up, they could level off, or they could come down depending on a variety of scenarios. I think if you wanted to pick one among those three scenarios, keeping it pretty much level would be probably the middle of the road alternative. But it could step up again because of additional actions we might take.
So Patrizio Vinciarelli telling us that he's going to spend the money if he needs to spend the money to win this case. Of course, it's a huge deal for this company. If they win, it'll be better. If they lose, it'll be worse, I guess. But who knows how much? Who knows what the odds are? That's for somebody else to figure out. I can't possibly guess. And the investors apparently are giving up because the stock's been selling off like crazy. But we're going to take one last look at this company and give you one number, one more number, that will tell you a whole lot, the Drill Down Bite, right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group,
Here's exactly what you need to know in just 1 minute about the results from Vicor. Is the stock tanking? Absolutely, the stock is tanking. Why? Well, revenues were 14% lower than they were a year ago. Profits barely profitable, about a 1% EBITDA margin, and profits of just $1 million for this company. But the real troublesome number to me is the book-to-bill number, and that's your bite, the one number that tells us a whole lot. The book-to-bill for this company, the orders they've got sitting in backlog compared to the orders that they've been billing in the most recent quarter, is still below one. Is it better? Yeah, it's a little better, but it's still below one. It's not what you want to see. It's not a real growth statistic when it sits at 0.6. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. You can check me out on X at Corey TV, Drill Down Pod on TikTok and on Instagram, Robust Earnings Reports on YouTube at Futurum Group. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.